I was in company late the other night when suddenly there came a eureka moment. "It's time," remarked one of our number, a low-sized man of high standing in our community. "It's time for the country to hold an election for Lord Mayor." And every man nodded in unison. It was quite the most sensible thing heard in public life since Pat Spillane stopped presenting the Sunday game. Historically, whenever a GAA club found itself in trouble, oh, say around £500,000 in debt, and that when pounds were pounds, the response was always the same. Round up five or six of the most honourable men in the locality, and a token woman as well, and declare the most prestigious post in the town to be up for grabs. It was also advisable to blend the mix with at least one individual of rare contrariness, the sort of fellow who fell out with his neighbours, and out of spite and badness, he'd trek the highways and byways of Ireland to gain support, full in the knowledge that his election would infuriate the vast majority of the local population. A pound a vote, early and often, and a constituency untainted by boundaries. Perfect. Personation encouraged at every turn. Powerful. Not surprisingly, given such limitless pickings, there was no act too low for an election agent to consider. Ah, look, it was magnificent stuff. The way elections would always be run if we were not obsessed in this country with overrated concepts like fairness and transparency. None of this condensed three-week period on the hustings either, of course. The best Lord Mayor campaigns ran for at least 6 months. And if it happened that one or more of the candidates chanced to pass away along the way, well, we don't mean to be cruel or opportunistic about it, but it's amazing the bounce a posthumous runner can experience, all of which, of course, was more grist to the club's mill, so to speak. Incredible deeds were done for the cause. I know a set of dressing rooms built on the back, so to speak, of a man who allowed himself to be buried alive for 3 full days and nights. Just a thin air tube connecting him to the outer world. In that club, the cliched rallying cry, "Men died for that jersey," still holds a curious resonance, though the man himself would later admit he never again hurled as well after his self-chosen incarceration. There isn't a GAA club in all of Ireland that didn't benefit at some stage from this put-your-money-where-your-mouth-is form of politics. And this evening, it's the only ruse I can see to haul the country back from the brink. A simple proposal. Christy Cooney can make it happen. Announce that every GAA club in the country must elect a new Lord Mayor before December 31st, with all the proceeds going to the nation's coffers. Apart from the revenue generated from the fundraising cycles, the auctions, the jumble sales, the Arctic reversing marathons, the sponsored shaves, and my own personal favourite, the ice bath marathon, great would be the boost to an ailing, flailing population. It would get people out of themselves, shorten the winter, and perhaps even keep the wolf from the door. I've done the sums. With well over 2,000 GAA clubs in the country, not counting dual affiliations and amalgamations of convenience, I estimate that €10 billion could easily be generated for the Exchequer. If even one rural branch of a bank were saved, wouldn't it be something? And that figure does not allow for the almost unquantifiable impact of the inevitable injection of local rivalry into the equation. No club would want it said that its neighbouring half-parishioners did more in 09, the year the GAA saved the country. Ah, it's a flawless scheme, all right. Go forth now and depose mayors, putting new ones in their place. Elect the safe, the solid, the know-alls, and the mean-spirited. Whoever, whatever it takes. Of course, there has to be something in all of this for the GAA, apart from the martyrdom of saving the day. We've thought of that too. Make it a rule that all mayors elected by December 31st must be replaced by March 31st next year. And second time round, the club can keep the proceeds for itself. 18 months tops, with all of our helicopters back again.